This episode of Didn't I Just Feed You is sponsored by By Heart. Longtime listeners know that Stacy and I both struggled with infant feeding stages with all our kids. Breastfeeding was hard, and choosing a formula was, well, also hard. We're thrilled to be working with By Heart, an infant nutrition company on a mission to make the best formula in the world. Not only is By Heart an easy-to-digest formula, their formula is also clinically proven for easier digestion, less spit-up, and softer poops versus leading infant formula. By Heart has their own patented protein blend that includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, just like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code DIJFY for a limited time. That's byheart.com/podcast and code DIJFY, short for Didn't I Just Feed You? Additional terms and conditions apply.
Once upon a time, the Greek myths helped us understand the world and our place within it. They still do.
Zeus, we have finished your weapons.
Thunderbolts, just as I saw in my vision.
Whoa, that almost hit me.
Need to improve my aim.
To not hit me, right?
Live from Mount Olympus spins these ancient tales for today's tweens and their grown-ups.
I, Zeus, king of the gods, command that you listen to Live from Mount Olympus wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stacy, and I'm guessing that you clicked play because you love getting as much Didn't I Just Feed You in your life as possible. I mean, hey, listen, girl can hope. But if I happen to be right and you're not already getting our bonus episodes, what are you waiting for? There are two ways that you can get access to two extra full-length ad-free episodes every single month. You can either subscribe to our bonus feed on Apple Podcasts, or you can become a supporting member of our community. If you become a member, you'll also get an ad-free stream of every single episode, which means 8 glorious episodes of Didn't I Just Feed You every month, every single one without ads, thanks to your generous support. Get all the details at didntijustfeedyou.com/community. And in the meantime, here's a preview of a recent bonus episode that we think you'll love.
Okay, Stacy.
Yeah.
Since last week when we recorded our episode about the Chili Crisp, Chili Crunch drama.
Yes.
David Chang has released an episode of his podcast. He has a show called The David Chang Show. He gets on the line by himself and then also brings in Momofuku Goods president, mm-hmm. Marguerite Mariscal. And I just want to know, what was your reaction to that as a follow-up to our conversation last week that's airing this week?
I actually didn't listen to the whole episode, but I saw like clips and I got the gist from TikTok. Like every normal person. No, I'm just kidding.
I do this all the time where I'm like, I read an article. And then I'll say, why did I say that?
You did not read an article.
I just watched a TikTok or I just saw a headline and read the caption of the Instagram post. So
okay.
In good company there,
yeah.
Bliss.
Okay, so yes. Just coming clean. But I'm glad that he said something. It seems like a lot of what we talked about or what we talk about in the episode that you're about to listen to, that also was some conjecture that came from the Korean vegan on TikTok, who we follow and link to in the show notes for this, it is true. But he addressed it. I think that's a lot of what people wanted. He's also going to, they're going to stop sending out cease and desists.
Okay, I call bullshit on this, though.
Oh, you don't think, you think that they're lying? Didn't they say that they were going to stop?
Okay, so this is the thing about not listening to the episode. I'm not trying to call you out.
No, that's good.
But he and Marguerite get into this conversation where they say that if they fully stop sending out cease and desist, or they don't find a way to regulate the trademark, that essentially the Chili Crunch name becomes what's called a naked trademark, which means that someone else could swoop in and pick it up. So I have a hard time, and he offers some suggestions where he's like, you know, is there a nonprofit out there that wants to like buy the trademark from us or get the trademark? I don't know that buys
to protect
the right
them
word.
So that they don't have to pursue it, but then they're not going to be undermined by another business.
But then I think that this is all like called into question. If Momofuku Goods has the funds, why can't they make the Chili Crunch Foundation? And the Chili Crunch Foundation owns the trademark, and they make minimal money off of sharing the trademark. Like, I don't understand. In one sentence, he's talking about protecting the trademark, and that's the only reason that he sent out the cease and desist, because he felt like that was the correct way to protect it. And then at the same time, he's saying, if we do nothing, then the trademark is unprotected.
Yeah, but isn't my understanding is that the cease and desist is part of how he would acquire the trademark, even if it was for the Chili Crunch Foundation, which is something we just made up here.
Yes. So our postulation, which we talk about in this episode that will air after this little conversation between the two of us, that the Chili Crunch, there's a brand, Chili Crunch, already owned the trademark and actually sent Momofuku Goods a cease and desist in 2020. Momofuku bought the trademark from them and then allowed them to use it. And so they were doing their due diligence in sending out the cease and desist to protect the Chili Crunch trademark. So yes, it is part of the legal action that they had to pursue to do it. But they're also saying they technically, according to like U.S. law, would have to continue to protect it in some capacity or show that they're protecting it in order to keep it from becoming a naked trademark that anyone else could snatch up.
You know what? This is bubbling up for me because it's funny. When we recorded the episode, we don't just talk about Chili Crisp the whole time. We talk about Trader Joe's and we talk about a more personal matter. So hopefully you will really listen to the whole thing. But in the personal matter, which impacts me, in some ways, when we were recording it, we were aligning me with the small guy, with the, you know, David and Goliath, right?
I was to hear David, the rest of the episode, the subscribe Goliath to David. The Didn't I Just Feed You bonus stream on Apple Podcasts or join our superfan community today.